he says the outlook may be gloomy now for America, but it doesn't need to be. What it does need is talent to usher in a new era of innovation, success, and in other words, we need some new talent. Jamie Marisotis is president and chief executive officer at the Lumina Foundation, based in Indianapolis, Indiana. And that's where I believe we find him on the phone on this Tuesday. Jamie, welcome to Bloomberg Radio.
Thanks very much, Carol.
You know, it's interesting. We talked with Nobel laureate Joseph Stiglitz earlier, talking about reducing the gap between kind of the haves and the have-nots, the one percenters and everybody else, and that you know, the importance it is really to our economic outlook going forward. Talk to us about your new book. It's called America Needs Talent, Attracting, Educating, and Deploying the 21st Century Workforce.
Well, we're in a very different ball game than we were in the 20th century. If you think about what made us successful in the 20th century, we were able to use, you know, good schools and an elite higher education system combined with our Americanness, you know, our ingenuity, our hard work, our determination, and pretty good immigration policies, by the way, to meet our demands for talent, to make our economy strong and our democracy stronger. But in the 21st century, it's much different. Two-thirds of the jobs being created require an education beyond high school, not necessarily a bachelor's degree, but some sort of post-high school education. There's 2 million unfilled jobs in our economy right now because employers say they can't find the talent that they need. And so it's a different situation than what we had in the 20th century. And what we've actually got to do is attract, educate, and deploy the talent that we need. Talent is what's going to make us successful here in the 21st century.
Are there certain skill sets you think that we can't coach up, if you will?
Well, I think, you know, the key in this modern economy, in the knowledge economy, is your ability to be a critical thinker, a problem solver, a communicator, all of those things. People call those generalizable. Sometimes they call them soft skills, which I don't like the word soft because I actually think they are the durable skills that allow you to be adaptable in a constantly changing marketplace. If you think about the nature of work, work is constantly evolving, and people who have those core generalizable skills do very well. Now, you also need to know something about a topic, whether it's accounting or chemistry or whatever the issue may be, but I think it's the durable skills are those things that are really important. And, you know, think about even, we tend to think about this in terms of the high-end jobs and the sciences, et cetera. But think about somebody who is working on your car. Now, you'd think, well, what does that have to do with the modern knowledge-based economy? Well, in the 21st century, the technician working on your car has to know a lot about diagnostic tools, computers, lots of other things. These are very advanced machines, and this is not the stereotypical, you know, guy working out of his garage in the 70s. In fact, a third of the auto mechanics today have a post-high school education. So it's an example, you know, compared to two-thirds of them were high school dropouts in the 70s and 80s. So it's a very different ballgame. The economy has changed, and I think we've actually got to have a talent strategy as a country. I think that's what's missing from our presidential debates, from our conversations at the level of business,
Jamie,
and industry.
What's the question that you want this round of presidential candidates to answer when it comes to this subject? What's the question?
Yeah, you know, in our conversations with them, what we've said is, tell us what you're going to do to increase American prosperity through talent. In other words, what is it about the quality and strength of our workforce that you're going to do as president? Are you going to incentivize private sector innovation? Are you going to work on new immigration strategies? Are you going to invest in new and different ways on changing our education system? What are the things that you're going to do? Because talent is what we need in order to be successful in the 21st century. It's what the rest of the world is doing, and I think that we are slow to catch up to the changing nature of what makes a country prosperous.
So there was discussion in the Democratic Canada a presidential debate. Bernie Sanders very specifically talked about his plan and changing tax policy to pay for, to put a tax on Wall Street, to make college education free, and talked about how it's necessary in our society in the same ways that you are, that if we all agree, and we're starting to at least hear this a lot, that the high school, the equivalent of a high school education now is a college education. It's kind of basic in this country. That's what
right.
Sanders is talking about, yes?
Yeah, I think so. And,
what you're talking about, not just college, you're talking about vocational training.
Yeah, so it's the whole array of things. So it's certificates, certifications, college degrees. There's all kinds of, it's hard to distinguish between education and training now because even the so-called training programs have a lot of those soft skills, those generalizable skills built into them. And so, but it's got to be beyond the high school level. We've spent a lot of time in the last 20 years talking about how we're going to fix our schools, which is very, very important because we have big challenges with K-12 education. But when you graduate from high school, you've gotten to the starting line. You are not done unless you get some type of post-high school education or training. That's the finish line. If you look at wages, if you look at employment levels in general, people with post-high school education do dramatically better, and the people without the post-high school education are actually declining. They're losing economic power. They're losing their ability to be a part of the middle class.
So how do you get them to be part of the middle class when you've got the cost of education going up and up? I mean, Corey and I talk about it with numerous guests about, you know, the rise in the cost of a higher education outpacing inflation.
We've got college tuition bills in our future.
Yeah, me too. And let me tell you, I think that is one of the core issues we've got to confront. Which is, you know, our higher education system was built to be an elite model of higher education. In other words, it was built to educate maybe a third of the country with the kind of skills that we needed for a leadership class in this country. But with two-thirds of the jobs being created requiring post-high school education, this delivery model doesn't work for us anymore. It's too expensive. You know it because you're living this as parents, that the price has increased faster than the rate of inflation for more than three decades. We've got a delivery model that is very 18th and 19th century instead of 21st century in terms of how students learn. So we've really got to redesign the system so that we actually focus on the fundamental question, what should students know and be able to do with their college degree? That's not the way it works now. When you get a bachelor's degree, all you're doing is accumulating these time-based units called credit hours, where the quality, what you're learning, is highly dependent on what that institution says. If we could come to agreement on what the competencies are that you should have, and competencies includes those generalizable things that I was talking about, not just knowing something about subject matter. If we could come up with a better understanding of that, then we could actually flip the education model. In other words, make it focused on the learning and the learning outcomes and not on the time and how much time you're spending in a classroom.
Let's just hope the dialogue continues. Jamie, thank you so much. Jamie Marisotis, he's president and chief executive officer at the Lumina Foundation, joining us on the phone from Indianapolis, Indiana. His book, America Needs Talent, Attracting, Educating, and Deploying the 21st Century Workforce. All right, right now, everybody, you are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage. Carol Masser in New York, Corey Johnson in San Francisco. We are Bloomberg Radio.